Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Boy, I gotta stop saying that, because come Monday, I won't be saying 1380 WPHM anymore. Kind of a nostalgic day here. This is the last morning show on 1380. Come Monday, we'll be on 105.5 FM and 1450 AM, which is where our next guest got his start here in Port Huron, Bill Gilmer.
Hey, thank you for inviting me. An encyclopedia of the two stations. You couldn't get any better unless maybe you brought Deanie Terrell in.
Oh, gosh. We should have called her.
She could talk up a storm. But then she knew more about the rumors and the...
That's the off-the-air conversation.
Yeah, that's off-air stuff.
The one with Deanie, who I think was the receptionist at the old WPHM on Military Street. Yes. Dating as far back as 1972.
Could very well be that.
And only just left the station maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
That's a lot of years. Yeah,
I got here in 79. Uh-huh. Left about 8 years ago and retired about 8 years ago. By the way, when you retire, and you eventually will, one way or the next.
Day's getting closer and closer. Yeah.
And you will not lack for things to do.
That's what I hear.
A lot of people say they're stuck in the couch or the massage chair and the television. But no, if you're like me at all, you'll be working with groups. I got physical therapy 4 days out of the week, so that in itself eats up a lot of time. But then you meet people there, and suddenly you go to all kinds of events.
Well, I'll tell you, a guy by the name of Larry Smith, who is a former GM here.
Yep.
I remember maybe about 4 or 5 years before he retired. I remember him saying, I don't see myself retiring. What do people do when they retire? Just sit and watch TV all day? Well, then he had grandkids, and then he got involved in this and got involved in that. And sadly, his retirement was way too short. But there was a guy that was loving life in retirement.
And ended up doing more in retirement than he probably did when he was employed.
Yeah, busy
although
guy.
He worked like crazy when he was employed. So
retirement's going well for you, Bill.
It's going good for me. I can't complain. My wife, I got a shot of cancer, and we got married in part because of that, so that I could use her gold insurance card. But that'll be going away because she's going to retire too.
Good for her.
Yeah. So
good for both of you. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
So we got a lot of trips planned. Going to Hungary of all places, Budapest as they call it, and then go either up or down the Danube, the big river there.
Yeah,
ought to be a great trip. Her son married a lady with Hungarian relatives.
Okay.
Now she was born in the U.S. and was in Columbus, Ohio, and they met, of all places, in Mongolia. Talk about, Gilmer, where have you been?
Well,
I visited them in Mongolia, too.
Wow.
But that was in the Peace Corps,
okay.
Back when it was still strong.
Right.
So both of them are Peace Corps grads.
Neat.
That's how they met. How many people do you know? How many couples do you know that met in Mongolia?
None, and I think you're the only person I know that's been to Mongolia.
It's different, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
It's a whole different society, different rules, different everything.
Well, you've gotten to travel to some places you probably never imagined.
Never would have
gone.
Traveled.
Yeah.
No, never would have traveled. And I'm kind of a bit of a homebody, and by that I mean there's a lot of places here in the United States I'd still like to see.
Yeah.
The Southwest, the Northwest,
yep.
a lot of places that we can enjoy
wherever that camper takes you.
Wherever the camper takes us.
So I want to talk. We're going to talk history a little bit because, like we said, we're signing off 1380. It's going away. You did inquire about buying the antennas. You got to talk to the boss about that. I don't know what they're going to do with those. But you landed here in Port Huron in
1979.
All right.
Yeah.
And you went to work for John Wismer.
Yeah. Yep, it was a cold start. I can remember the first thing I saw, one of the first things I saw was an ice pack floating down next to the Municipal Office Center, which was relatively new back then. I was like, what have I gotten myself into? To me, it was pretty far north. I was Fort Wayne area, Wayne, Indiana, Huntington County, a little town called Warren. In fact, even a smaller crossroads called Plumtree, Indiana, is where I hail from. So all this was new. I knew of the Port Huron flags because Fort Wayne had the Comets.
Oh, and sure, yeah.
So if you listen to the Comets, every once in a while you hear something about the flags and the Port Huron flags, so you'd get that. There was a powerful radio station called CKLW that beamed down that way and was the number one station in the daytime when you could get it good in that part of Indiana. I mean, they were they were the hottest thing going for a while. So I knew Merle's Chevrolet. I knew 8.5.
So I was
familiar, never saw any of this.
Yeah.
And I think I learned more Canadian history than I did Indiana history while that era happened. But I did come up here. John Wismer hired me out of Defiance, Ohio. I worked in Defiance for a year through the blizzard of 78.
Remember
that mess? Yeah, we could do a whole show on the blizzard of 78. Came up here and worked with Tony Bruscato, the late Tony Bruscato, who was here for a few years. And then I became news director at 1450 WHLS. Somewhere in that era, the nicest sound around format for WSAQ became Q Country 107. And at that point, I was also doing news on that station from time to time. People remember Brian Harper and that programming. So
you got to go way back to remember before Q Country was Q Country.
It was
Montavani.
It was just jazz. If it didn't put you to sleep, in fact, it put the jocks asleep sometimes.
Well, it was easy listening.
Yeah,
and
it was.
But, I mean, it was mostly instrumental, very soft, quiet, elevator type of music.
The loudest thing on it was in the studio because they had automation that was it was called carts. If you remember, 8 tracks.
Yeah.
Back in the day, radio stations had similar devices, but the little wheel came up instead of being part of the cart. Anyway, without getting into the weeds too far, there was, imagine a carousel with, let's say, 25 carts in it, and they were all music or jingles or, you know, any number of things, and you could effectively walk away, and it would run itself, at least until it got stuck somewhere.
Right, which inevitably it will, and you'd have to get a paper clip and fix it.
It was a mechanical thing. So
in those days, in the 70s, 80s, when you were here, there was WHLS, which was full-service radio. It was music and news and long-form newscasts and sportscasts and lots of information. And there was WPHM, which was the same format. It was music, but it was also lots of long-form news programs. And the competition between the news departments was fierce.
Right. If you ever saw Anchorman, I mean, we didn't cut anybody's arms off, but
almost. Yeah.
Almost.
No, it was fierce competition between the two radio companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Competition for advertising dollars and competition for scoops on news stories.
Absolutely. There was Dave Allen, Dave Moore over at WPHM. Eventually you were involved, if not already involved then. And on our side, we had Mr. Bruscato and myself, and we would actually listen. We had Marty units, there were FM business units, radio units that you could talk to. As my wife asking, "What's for supper?"
So. It's all right. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. You take your call.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, but we got more with Bill Gilmer on this last morning show on 1380 coming up.